exciting win down in Florida Sunday. Defense played great. We were able to come away with the win. Very exciting. The fan support was amazing. Hopefully this week it doesn't have to be that exciting. Hopefully we can get it done in the four quarters of regulation. And we know that we still have room for improvement, so we're going to get back out there this week, try to make those improvements.
Did you end up watching Cowboys-Redskins game or on TV, or were you just more involved in film work at that point?
Yeah, I was able to watch the game, and it showed that those guys are a pretty dynamic defense. They're number 11 in the league right now, 7th in pass defense. They have 21 sacks, so we know that it's going to be a challenge. We don't face many 3-4 teams, but I'm pretty sure our guys have some experience facing those teams with those different fronts, and that's going to be a challenge for us.
Their blitz package, the way they bring as much pressure as they do with the blitz?
That's very exotic. You never know what you're going to get. You just have to continue to just know their tendencies and study the film.
You don't play a lot of 3-4 teams, and you see that.
Just the different fronts. They're able to do different things to cause havoc in your pass protection schemes. But I'm pretty sure we're going to put together a scheme that's going to allow us to play fast and think less.
Aaron, going from game to game and having highs and lows, are you still able to kind of step back and see, gauge your development in terms of, maybe I did something better this week than I did 2 weeks ago?
I'm able to, and every Monday we come in, we watch the film, and I get a grade sheet on my performance, and I always go back home later that Monday and just compare and contrast, the previous week to the prior game or the previous game. So I'm able to just look back and see some of the development that I'm making, some of the progress, but I also know that, there's still room for improvement. I have a long way to go, and, it's a long season.
Is it evident on those grade sheets that there are fewer mistakes, this week than 2 weeks?
Oh, yes, especially the past 3 weeks. We talk about being sacked 8 times, 5 times, and 1 time. And, our offensive line is doing a great job. And I think I've been struggling, holding on to the football a lot and causing those guys to have to block for extra seconds. So, the coaches have been on me to just get rid of the ball, play faster. And the past 3 weeks, each week we've made those improvements.
Than what you're expecting?
Much lower than what I expected, but I know that I'm a tough critic on myself. I know that I can play better, and the coaches believe that I can play better, but this team we have here, we have a group of guys who are, going to continue to compete hard and play hard for one another.
Daddy, how much have you followed Robert Griffin III's career, and how tough is it seeing that he's had all these injuries and stuff over the last few years?
I've been able to follow Robert's career a lot, and he's had some ups and downs in his career, but I'm pretty sure he's going to come back strong. And he's a great player. He's a great leader, and he's a fun guy to watch.
Are you a different kind of player, maybe? Because when he scrambles, maybe he's looking more to run sometimes, but when you scramble, you're looking more to pass. Is that different in you guys, or how would you characterize it?
Our skill sets are very different. Robert, he's way faster than I am, I can tell you that. But no, he's a guy who can, turn a five-yard run into an 80-yard touchdown. So, he's one of those guys who has that capability to, make the big plays with his legs.
You talk a lot about getting the ball out of your hands quickly. Is it easier for you in maybe some of those end-of-half situations where it seems like it's really quick and there's not as much thought involved?
Yeah, I think so. I'm able to just think less, go out there, play pitch and catch, and I have to continue to remind myself that, stop thinking so much. Our coaches are calling great plays, allowing me to think less, but still, me being a young guy and trying to be perfect, I find myself thinking too much. But, I have to continue to trust my teammates, trust everything that I'm being taught, and just allow those guys to make plays.
You pretty comfortable in those situations at the end of half and hurry-up offense?
I would say so, but this team here, we practice those situations, two-minute situations, every week. Every Friday we go out, we practice two-minute drill, and we've been having success in practice and getting the communication called across the line, and the guys have just been playing fast. So, it showed on Sunday. We were able to put together two-minute drives at the end of the half and at the end of the game when we needed points. So, we've been doing a great job of just hitting those areas.
moving out of the pocket, whether it's designed or not. Is that just come natural to you, that motion of moving and then looking for the pass?
Yeah, I think it just comes natural. It's one of those deals where, you know, if something isn't there, you know, trust your legs, trust your mobility, trust your talents, and, you know, try to take over.
You, or is that something you did a lot in college?
It's just been that way, but you know, it's one of those deals where if something isn't open down the field and the play isn't over, and I try to find my check down. If my check down isn't there, and I know that I have the ability to keep the play alive by running, so it's something that I'm comfortable doing.
Drills almost kind of help you kind of relax and not think as much. It seems like in the preseason when you had the one against Arizona, you were kind of able to get out of that habit. Does that kind of just help you play fast and just react when you have to?
I would think so, because sometimes in the two-minute drills, you know, defenses aren't able to get many calls in, you know, to you know, do the exotic things that they're able to do with their blitzes and changing their fronts. So, you know, it's one of those deals where you know what you're going to get from a defense, and you know, you can just go out there and play fast.
You said you're a different kind of player than Rob Griffin III, but when you see the injuries he's gone through, does it make you realize, you know, how quickly things can change in the NFL and how tough it is? I mean, everyone saw what he did a couple of years ago, and now with the injuries, you know, he hasn't returned to that form.
Yeah, it's very tough on this level, you know, and unfortunately Robert has been battling some injuries, and you never wish that on a player, and continue to just pray for his health and, you know, for his recovery. And you never want to see a guy get injured, especially a guy like Robert Griffin, a guy who's able to, you know, do great things for a team.
What kind of things can you exploit with this defense?
You know, we're just going to have to put together a plan. You know, I can get the ball out of my hands quickly. Like I said, it's all about allowing our playmakers to make plays, winning those one-on-one matchups and allowing those guys to do that.
Big shots down the field?
You know, throughout the course of a game, those big shots are going to present themselves, but we're not going to pressure anything and try to force it. We're going to continue to let the game come to us, especially me. You know, I'm not going to be out there trying to win the game in one play. You know, we have a great group of guys out here on this team, you know, guys who are able to just get the job done each and every play.
What do you think needs to happen to sort of improve the accuracy on the deep passes?
I just have to give my guys a chance. You know, those guys are doing a great job of running, you know, winning those one-on-one matchups, so I have to continue to just work on my ball placement, just giving those guys a chance to go up and make a play, because if you think about it, on a deep ball, it's either a wide receiver is going to catch it or a defender is going to get called for pass interference majority of the time. So, you know, I just have to continue to trust those guys, and, you know, it's going to come. And each and every week, like I say, we've been able to make those improvements.
Mechanically, that you can work on to help improve that?
Like I said, it's just the ball placement, you know, giving it a nice arc and pace, putting it up so my guys can just go up there and have a chance to compete.
Playing Florida State tomorrow, how much trash talking going on between you and Christian Ponder, and you think you guys are going to watch the game together, or what exactly?
Yeah, there's a ton of trash talking going on right now. We're actually going to watch the game together, all the quarterbacks. We're going to get together at Matt's place and watch the game.
When or what's going to happen?
You know, I can't see into the future, but I'm hoping that they pull it off. It'll be a huge upset, school history.